It's actually American sport here. Shane Johnson is the project manager with the Giants, and he's available to speak to us. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, there's no doubt about it. The ice hockey is massive here. And I'm just sort of looking around and thinking of some of the other American sports. I think the American football, they've made an attempt for it to catch on here. It has been coming and going since Channel 4 made it popular, in inverted commas, some years ago. But, you know, the stats show 4 American football, 4 baseball teams in Northern Ireland. To be honest, I couldn't really name you anyone at all apart from Belfast Giants playing ice hockey. But there are 7 ice hockey teams, 6 others apart from yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, hockey is a sport that, you know, coming from North America, we're really fond of. And the success of the Giants over the last 16 years, you know, has been great for Northern Ireland and Belfast in particular. You know, for us to grow sports like that, you know, we need the facilities to do that. You know, right now we have the ice bowl for a rink that's primarily used for public skating. You know, we try and get as many kids as we can involved in and youth sports playing hockey.
Yeah, the hockey really is massive, has been for, as you say, a considerable number of years. And you've got the colleges competition coming our way. That's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's great for Northern Ireland. We did it last year where we brought 4 U.S. colleges over to play in Thanksgiving for the Friendship Four. And this year we're going to do it again and bring 4 different universities across to play in some more competitive games. It was a lot of people in Northern Ireland maybe didn't recognize, you know, the significance of the event, but it was the first time that U.S. college hockey had played competitive games outside of America. So they chose Belfast of all the places in the world to go to start that off playing outside of America.
And what about the attendances generally when it comes to the Giants? Because at the very beginning, everybody in the world, or everybody in Northern Ireland, wanted to go to be part of the experience. And then you would obviously find a core fan base that would be going on a regular basis. How are things now going into the next season?
They're going great. In fact, I was playing in those early days, so I remember those early days and the lineups outside the arena to get in and delaying games just to accommodate everybody coming to the games. You know, now we're getting back to the glory days of the Belfast Giants, where, you know, attendances have been going up year on year for the past 4 or 5 years, about 10% every year. So we're in a really good position right now. We're at about 4,500 coming to each game.
And the gear is important, isn't it? You know, you see a lot of the kids with the jerseys and whatever. There's a feel-good with the image of Belfast Giants.
There is. I mean, you know, from the early days, that was a deliberate attempt by the Giants to make sure that, you know, that they were an accessible sport to all, that you know, they really didn't have any close ties to any community, that they were neutral. You know, that's what really got us going from the early days.
So for people who haven't embraced it, who haven't given it maybe the consideration, the ice hockey as an option for a fabulous, you know, Saturday night out or sometimes a weekend away if you want to support the team properly, what would your advice be to people who haven't sampled it?
Give it a try. I mean, I think a lot of people you know, are put off by trying hockey because they just feel it'd be too difficult to start out. And that's why we want to get them, the kids at a young age, get them skating at a young age, and get them involved in playing sports.
Yeah, but it's one thing getting them involved in playing, getting them involved in supporting. That's the trick, isn't it? You know, people might be going to soccer, they might be going to Gaelic, they might be going to rugby, they might be into, you know, whatever their leisure pastimes are. They could be missing out on an excellent night out at the likes of the SSE.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, anybody who's come down to watch the Giants will tell you that it's more than just the sport itself. And, you know, we're really trying to make it, you know, an event rather than just a sporting event. So, you know, sometimes you have games that aren't the most exciting. Sometimes the result doesn't go your way. But, you know, we want everybody who comes down to the arena to leave thinking that they had a really good experience, whether that's, you know, free giveaways for the kids or the music playing or the fireworks or whatever it is that makes it a good night out. That's what we try and accomplish first.
And the research is also showing other American sports, as I said at the beginning, are popular. Do you think American football or baseball will ever really catch on the way the hockey has?
Well, I mean, Northern Ireland, you're very fortunate that you have some traditional sports here that are very well supported, and that's a great thing. I think sports in general is a great thing. So, you know, we're not too particular about our sports. We want people to enjoy all sports. So for the Northern Ireland Connections Friendship 4 that's coming this year in November, we're bringing 10,000 kids to the arena for free to watch these college athletes compete.
Yeah, the Northern Ireland Colleges Friendship 4, and there are 10,000 tickets that are going to be available.
That's right, yeah. Last year we had a great response from youth groups across Northern Ireland, schools across Northern Ireland. The tournament itself is put together on the back of the Boston-Belfast Sister City Agreement that was signed just over a year ago. So last year we had the support of Belfast City Council and Lord Mayor Arthur Carson kicking things off, and now this year we're going to be doing it again, bringing 10,000 kids to the games to see these college athletes compete. A lot of people don't recognize or realize that, you know, these athletes are the next step to becoming professional in some cases. So it's a very high standard of hockey.
Well, the kids will be thoroughly looking forward to seeing it. The Northern Ireland Connections Friendship 4 Ice Hockey Tournament. The dates again, Shane?
That's November 25th and 26th.
Okay, that's a big one for people to look forward to. And continued success. Shane, great speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
That's Shane Johnson, the project manager there with the Giants. Fine player in his time. Right, it's coming up on 5 to 11. 90-333-105. 077-66-105-105. When's the last time you were at the SSE to watch the Giants? Does it still have the razzmatazz of yesteryear? Or indeed, is it now on the up after maybe something of a slight lull a few years ago? Do talk us through it if you are a Giants fan. It's 5 to 11. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Easing our way through the day. Good morning to you. 90-333-105. 077-66-105-105.